Unprecedented clemency hearings for nearly all death row inmates in Illinois are in their second week. The hearings have outraged prosecutors, those hearing the petitions, and victims' families, many of whom blame Governor George Ryan for forcing them to relive painful details of some of the state's most gruesome crimes. Jay Field of Chicago Public Radio reports.
Illinois has gotten used to being at the center of the emotional debate over the death penalty. Still, it seems no one here was fully prepared for what has unfolded over the past week. Day after painful day, in a few antiseptic state hearing rooms, victims' family members have been forced to revisit in excruciating detail the crimes that wrenched their lives.
And we went over to the medical examiner's office to view the remains to identify Ricky. Most of you have not seen the pictures, but I saw Ricky. He was butchered.
This suffering has ignited a public relations battle over the legitimacy of the hearings and who's to blame for reopening wounds. Cook County State's Attorney Dick Devine has more than 200 prosecutors working on clemency cases.
Anybody who's attended these hearings or read about them or heard about them knows that they're fundamentally flawed. We have over 100 cases. We've all seen the pain of the families of victims, what they have gone through, and hovering over this imperfect process is a tremendous concern on all our parts that the governor of the state of Illinois might decide on clemency without regard to the merits of any of the cases.
But Governor George Ryan says it's now unlikely that he will grant mass clemency for all of Illinois' death row inmates.
I would guess that at this point that I have pretty much ruled out blanket commutation based on the hearings and the information that I've gathered so far.
Earlier this fall, inmates flooded the prisoner review board with petitions after Governor Ryan hinted that he might consider blanket clemency. The 14-member board usually meets together in one room to consider pleas, but over the past week, they've listened to petitions in teams of three, a sign of the huge workload they face as they try to jam in 142 hearings in 9 days. Prosecutors charge that under normal circumstances, most of these cases aren't even at the point legally where they'd be heard. They blame Governor Ryan for creating a faulty process that's re-traumatizing victims' families. Governor Ryan defends the review.
There's any question in my mind that there are guilty people that have been through these hearings that are asking for clemency. And we have to be able to try and sort out those people from the people that we think have had some fault in the system that hasn't given them a fair trial or a fair hearing. And that's been the attempt to do this all along. So we don't kill an innocent person, and that's what it's about.
Since Illinois reinstated capital punishment 25 years ago, 13 condemned inmates have had their death sentences overturned. With that in mind, George Ryan became the first governor in history to declare a moratorium on executions in January of 2000. Northwestern University Law School's Center on Wrongful Convictions is helping organize the petitions. The hearings end Monday. Members of the Illinois Prisoner Review Board will then spend 2 days going over the petitions before making clemency recommendations to Governor Ryan. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.